Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Claude Debussy was always falling in or out of love with some woman, all except one. From the moment she was born, Debussy adored his daughter, Emma Claude. She was named after both her parents. Emma was her mother's name, but no one ever called her Emma Claude. They called her Chouchou. Chou is French for cabbage, but Chouchou is a French pet name that means darling. Chouchou was 3 years old when she started taking piano lessons, and that's when Debussy composed a present for her. The music he wrote was much too hard for her to play then. He meant for her to play it when she got older. In the meantime, it was meant to entertain her, since the collection of piano pieces starred her favorite toys. Chouchou had a very strict nanny from England, so Debussy gave the suite an English title, Children's Corner. There are six movements, or sections, in the Children's Corner suite. The first one is not about Chouchou's toys. It's about practicing the piano, and you can hear how Debussy makes fun of piano exercises. Have you ever thought about what a lullaby for an elephant would sound like? Debussy did. Lullaby for Jimbo is named for one of Chouchou's favorite toys, a stuffed elephant. The elephant's name might actually have been Jumbo. Sometimes dads don't quite get the names of your toys right. In the lullaby that Debussy wrote for Jimbo, or Jumbo, I think you can hear him being rocked to sleep by his mother's trunk. Chouchou had a favorite doll, too, and the next movement of the Children's Corner is a serenade, someone singing a song to the doll. Even though it's being played on the piano, the serenade sounds like it's being accompanied by a guitar. If you were going to describe snow with music, how would you do it? Think of what snow looks like when it falls. It can be very gentle. But when a snowstorm really gets going and there's a lot of wind, it looks like the flakes are dancing. And that's the title of this movement of the Children's Corner. When a little shepherd comes on the scene for the next movement, he doesn't dance. He plays the flute, which a lot of shepherds did to pass the time while they were alone tending their sheep. You can tell that this shepherd is in the mountains because the melody he's playing echoes and then dies away. The last movement of the Children's Corner, the Gollywog's Cakewalk, is about another doll, one that Chouchou probably knew from her English nanny. A gollywog is an English doll. He's black, and he wears a very elegant suit. Debussy's gollywog does a dance that was actually African-American, not African-English. But the jazzy music of the cakewalk crossed the Atlantic and became popular in Europe, too. In the middle of the Gollywog's Cakewalk, Debussy throws in a quote from his favorite opera composer, Richard Wagner. The quote is from Wagner's opera Tristan and Isolde, and it was meant to be a huge joke. Right after each bit of opera melody, you can hear the piano laughing. Ha, 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 ha. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Claude Debussy was hardly the only composer to write music for kids. Next time, we'll hear some more. Please join me then for more Classics for Kids.